ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host, and I appreciate you being here. I'm excited to have you here. This is going to be a very interesting conversation today. We're going to be unraveling divisiveness. And I'm a divided human being, I realized. Had a pretty powerful experience yesterday, that brought to light something about divisiveness that I had never really realized before. And maybe for many of you, this isn't new, but for me, it was a profound awakening to another aspect of myself that I really did not see coming in the way that I saw it. So I'm excited to share this with you today because I think it'll help us in a big way to begin to disconnect from some of these intense manipulations, as they were, probably a good word for that, because divisiveness is using our own energy against us. It's using our own beliefs against us. It's the ability to put something into the consciousness, into the mass thought process that causes people to polarize, that causes people to do that. And understand that it's not the thing that causes the polarization. It's in here. It's the division in us that allows for that potential to exist. So we're going to go into that in some depth today. I'm excited to talk about this. I hope that if you're out there and you're listening and you want to engage with me in this, I would love to have you here to share your perspective or give some insight and to help this conversation move its way along. So I am going to be right back. And when I do, I want to talk about this new movement we're doing, and then we're going to dive in a little bit further. But thank you all again for being here. It's going to be a great show, and I'm looking forward to that. So we'll see you in just a second. There's my buttons. Go. All righty. Oh, everything is kind of slow. What is going on today? Here we go. I'm going to disconnect this. Hi. All right. So get us started today. Normally, this is my book segment, but I'm moving that to a little bit further into the show because I really want to talk about this movement. For me, this year is about the year of conscious creation. I believe that given the events that we have experienced, the evolution we've experienced, even my own personal life, I find that what I'm looking for, what I'm craving, what I want to see more of is all of us being more consciously creative, meaning being present in our creations and not creating by accident or by ego because we don't pay attention to the things that are happening in our world and don't respond to them. So we're not being conscious in our creation process. So here's the basics of it. 7.5 billion people on this planet. 7.5 billion worlds on this planet. Let me correct myself. These individual worlds, it's fascinating to me because as we talk today about the concept of unraveling divisiveness, the same idea applies. Here we are in our own little world. We are because we have a life that we are creating. But the thing that's amazing about that is that no one can create my life for me. No one can make me live my life. No one can live my life for me. No one can change my life for me, but me. And no one can influence my life without my permission, without my willingness to be influenced. So at every juncture, I am responsible to this world that I am living, that I am creating, that I am experiencing. And the power of that is so profound that I wanted to utilize that power to create a shift in consciousness. And I want you to understand that it's already occurred many, 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 many times. What stimulated this in me is the vast amount of negative growth that seems to have occurred. And not that there hasn't been a lot of positive, but understand the level of the negativity has just escalated because of things like divisiveness, because it's activated in us things that we don't like and don't want to talk about or experience, or we have experienced and we're now reacting to that experience. So this is all about us coming together in our own worlds. And this for me is all about my world is good. And my world is good is, where am I here? The movement. My world is good is a statement that's generic in the sense that it doesn't matter what your politics are, what your religion is, what your belief systems are, what your color is, what your sex is, where you came from, what your history, it doesn't matter. All of this is about creating an energy within the context of your world that constantly unfolds this, my world is good idea. My world is good. My world is good. And we're going to use this a little bit in our moment to focus here shortly. But my world is good is the way I see that we can create a tipping point without having to get too crazy about things. We don't have to put a huge structure around it. I just want you to use this phrase as often and as regularly as you can think of it, but with intention and focus. So you can begin to generate within your world this incredible energy of my world is good. And I want you to feel into it every time you say it and share this. Share it with anyone you can think of. Post the hashtag all over the place. It's not about anything other than wanting to shift the consciousness that has been largely negative for a long time. I want to see us influencing consciousness in a positive way. My world is good will begin to generate you being able to see the goodness of your experience. And then as you do that, it becomes an inspirational process because you experience the goodness and that goodness leads you to the next piece and the next piece and the next piece. It works the same with negativity. We're going to talk about that too as part of this process today. It does the same with negativity. What we're attempting to do is to shift it to a more positive focus so that we can start to create consciously instead of creating unconsciously from that place of all the stuff in the warehouse that the ego has stored for us. So my world is good. I ask you to join us, participate with us, become a part of this amazing process. I'm excited about it. I'm excited for you to be a part of it. So we're going to take another shift. We're going to come back into the show here in just a second. So bear with me and we'll be right back. Y'all, we're back. Okay, so here we are. And pardon me while I grab my glasses and get myself organized here. All right, unraveling divisiveness. I'm going to check some. Some reason they didn't go through. Okay. All right, we're back. And so unraveling divisiveness. So let's dive in here to my experience with my own divided self. This may not be a new concept to many, but I was kind of surprised by it because I'm part of a group that our whole intention is to come together and sort of break down these constructs that and kind of create these new ideas or this new focus in these constructs. And I'm hesitating to broadcast the group because I don't know how comfortable they are with that. So it's okay. the idea here is the story. So we're in this process, and the focus of the process yesterday was divisiveness. And I was having a powerful experience in this, because as we were continuing through this conversation and as we were sharing thoughts and ideas, there was one person who shared a concept, because we were talking about the definition of divisiveness as a launching point for how to understand it and then how to evolve it. And one of the people in the group commented on how I heard it was changing the definition of it so that it could mean something else. And I found myself fully and completely triggered, fully and completely in a divided state within myself, because it brought all of my experiences forward of varying ways that I may have felt cheated, or I may have felt confused or frustrated by the things that I've observed over the last few years in particular, and not limited to that, because it's inclusive of all things that I've experienced, from interactions with my landlord and what bills I pay and how I pay them. And I mean, even something silly, like I was thinking about a situation that I had recently here with where I live, where they came in and installed a regulator in my water system. And because I live in an apartment, that regulator, they just, you know, say that they can do this. So they took my water pressure from 100% to 20% so that they could save water. And it triggers in me that divide, because one part of me says, yeah, this is a good thing, but it's horribly inconvenient. It's a terrible way to have to wash dishes with a trickle of hot water. And so that leads me to this whole other process of thought, which is, wait a second, I pay the water bill. Who the hell are these people? I pay the bill. I use the material. I pay the bill. What right do they have to control my life? Blah, rah, 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 you know, and on that goes. That's a divide in me. That's not a loving place in me. That's not a place that I'm coming from love. So back to this conversation yesterday. So here I am in this group, and I'm completely triggered. I'm completely divided in my thought process. And I started to just observe, because the overarching thing for me is I want to be a part of this group. I want to participate. I'm here because I love what this group does, and I love being a part of it. And here I am sitting in the middle of it, feeling conflicted, feeling angry, feeling intense, wanting to lash out, wanting to assert my rightness in the situation. I was flabbergasted, because I think any of you who've seen me in this show for any length of time know I'm completely open to all kinds of ideas. I'm open to all kinds of experiences, because I believe that we can learn from everything. I don't necessarily agree with all of it, but that doesn't necessarily have to create a divide in me. But so what happened then was I started to share. I decided that I needed to add this experience, because we were talking about it. So I thought it must be significant somehow. I'm going to share that where I am, because what I also noticed was the challenge I was having being able to hear anybody else's viewpoints going forward. And they were not in any way antagonistic necessarily to my viewpoint. They were just carrying on this theme of exploring an idea. That's all, exploring an idea. And I'm sitting here in my space, completely locked down, looking for any way possible to break through this wet blanket that just sort of suffocating me in this process. I'm sitting and I'm attempting to focus more intently. And as people are talking, I'm focusing on their words and I'm focusing what they're saying. And that went on for 5 minutes before I realized that the only thing I heard was wah, 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 wah. I was not able to hear anything they were saying. I couldn't take it in. I could hear the words. I mean, obviously I could, they were forming sentences. They were speaking in English. I could hear the words, but they couldn't penetrate the divide that I was experiencing, because the divide was so strong in my belief system that I couldn't allow for, until I resolved this, I couldn't allow more information, because I couldn't resolve the information I already had. And that kind of made my head explode in a really good way. because I was getting to observe in real time one of the things that I had been eminently frustrated by. And that is the confusion of why can't I hear anything? Why can't people hear each other? Why can't we talk and hear each other? Well, I think the core of it, one, is that we're not being honest, honestly. And that is not meant to trigger. It's meant as an explanation. I think that we are not being honest with ourselves first. So what do I mean by that? Well, I'm going to tell you about that on the other side of the break. But what I want to do first is I want us to take a moment to focus. I want us to take a moment to come together in this energy of clarity, okay? And come together in this energy of goodness. I believe that just like it says in many books and many teachings that where two or more come together, I think that is a very valid concept. And I think that the more we do that, and it's the whole thrust of the movement, my world and your world coming together in a unified energy, sharing that energy as we move it out into the world. And so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go right into this. Let's take a moment to focus. Where did I lose that now? There it is. We're going to go enter my ego and my mind. We're going to do on the other side. So, all right, folks, let's just take a sec. Take a deep breath for me. Let's get centered. Let's get focused. Wherever you are, just get comfortable and just be aware of your breath. Consciously breathing, inhaling and filling and releasing, and just let your body come present and relaxed in this moment, right here, right now. Just attune to my voice. Close your eyes. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But find a place that you can rest into. And just become aware of your energy. Become aware of your field, as it were. And just move your awareness around in your field and notice all of the things that your energy is attending to. Notice all of the things that your energy is absorbed in. There's a lot. So just notice them. You don't have to do anything about them. Just be aware of them. Part of becoming conscious is becoming aware of how your field works, how you store things, how you use energy, how energy is consumed in your field, and why. We piss away a lot of energy in our field for things that don't serve. So seeking to understand that, it's just being aware is the first step, being aware of all of the things that you're attending to. And now I want you to bring that awareness, that awareness that's traveling around in your field, and bring it right into the center of your heart. And I want you to command your field, your energy. I want you to pull it back. I want you to pull it out from outside of yourself. I want you to draw it in to your body, into your heart. Just a command, being in the center of your heart space. See and feel your entire field moving into your body. Feel it, experience it, because I want you to experience the inside of you. Good. Just let that breath continue to flow through you. Now that consciousness is inside of you. It is inside the heart. And now allow that same movement inside. Let your consciousness roam around the inside of your head. Feel the inside of your head. See through the back of your eyes. See what your sinuses are like. Notice all of the muscles and tissues and tendons and blood vessels and nerves, everything that's there. Just be aware of it. Be aware of the magnificence of this apparatus that is guiding you through this lifetime. Be aware of this magical, incredible being, this physical being that you are inhabiting. Let that awareness travel as it goes through the neck and you see all the vertebrae and you allow yourself to travel down your own spinal cord. Feel that. Feel your awareness as it travels down that spinal cord. Feel it as it goes through the nerves off the spine and begins to reach through the entire torso. And you begin to experience your own organs, maybe for the first time. The inside of your body, the muscles, the tendons, all the connective tissue as you move down into your hips and as it comes off your shoulders, down your arms and down your thighs, coming through your knees and calves and ankles and forearms and wrists and hands. Just gentle movements to be aware so that you are experiencing you from the inside. And if you notice as you're doing this that you feel any discomfort or anything, just focus your breath there and breathe energy into it and expand it. Let it dissipate. Just release it. And now I want you to bring all of that awareness back into the center of your heart, back into that focused place within you, the center of your being where all energy, your energy emanates, the love comes from you. And now we're going to focus on the foundation of breath. I think that our health has three powerful foundations, is breath, movement, and meditation. So focusing on the breath, we're going to breathe in a very specific pattern. I want you to focus your breath, and I want you to breathe as the first breath of inhale. You're going to inhale through the nose. You're going to inhale to a count of four. You're going to rest at the top in the fullness, and then you're going to purge and release all of that old air and energy to a count of six, but you're going to release it from the mouth to a count of six so that you're getting the deepest in-depth parts of your lungs, purging that energy and air. Remember, breath is the foundation of life here, guys. Breath is the thing that keeps us animated. It is what brings us chi and life force and prana and energy and all the things that keep this amazing vehicle fine-tuned and the systems working in harmony. So learning how to manage breath is huge to creating consciousness. It's huge to expanding consciousness. Because using the breath, understanding and working with the breath, and then managing the breath, then becomes an invitation for those greater energies to unfold you, and that the ego can then become a part of that process, the part of the process that keeps you alive on the planet, instead of driving your choices and decisions. So we're going to start with this breath process, being comfortable. We're closed-eyed, we're focused, we're going in through the nose with an inhale, two, three, four, and we're going to hold in that fullness for just a moment, and then release from the mouth, two, three, four, five, six, good. Now rest in the emptiness, just as important, rest in the void, and then engage the lungs again as we inhale fully, two, three, four, feeling a fullness as we reach the top, holding that fullness, that complete fullness, and then we release from the mouth, two, three, four, five, six, good. Inhale, oh no, we're going to rest at the bottom. We're going to rest in this emptiness, the void. Get comfortable in the emptiness. As you again engage the lungs, inhale, two, three, four, we're full and rich and allowing that fullness to feel amazing as we release and purge all the old energy, surrendering two, three, four, five, six, and then resting into the emptiness. And I'm going to ask you to continue this rhythm, inhaling, getting that full breath, 360 degrees of air, expanding your lungs, expanding your chest, pulling in as much air as you can as you reach the top, feeling that fullness, feeling that incredible fullness, and then releasing it all, just surrendering it in the moment, letting it take away whatever is unnecessary as you exhale from the mouth down to the bottom. And when you reach that emptiness, relish the emptiness, relish the void, feel into that experience. And then continuing that breath process. Continuing it as you continue to focus. And then we're going to focus on the movement as a part of this meditative process. My world is good. As you're breathing, focus that awareness. My world is good. 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 And just feel your way into that as you are breathing. Allow that to lift your energy. Feel the spin of your vibration going up. Feel the power of that. Great job. And now I want you to consciously release your energy back out into the world. Let it unfold. You don't have to push it or drive it. Just you commanded it in, just release it out. Let it back and to expand so that you come to this present moment right now in this conversation as we continue to unravel divisiveness. Welcome back. And thank you again for being here. So let's move on here to, I'm just pushing my buttons like crazy. So as I was sharing with you before we went into the meditative process, so I was experiencing a profound division in myself and realized that it was not a new experience. It was not something that I hadn't experienced before. I was just conscious of the division. But what became apparent to me is that division started with me. And this is a really important aspect of this. The division started, it was already there. Do you understand? So divisiveness in and of itself is the, to me, is the ability to set people, polarize people in a direction. It doesn't matter the direction, excuse me. It doesn't matter the direction. The intention of divisiveness is exactly what it is. To divide, to separate. Well, if you are dealing with people who are already divided, then the only challenge is getting them triggered, is getting them to react to something that will cause them to polarize and move into varying corners and whatever. Because the belief is, I believe, that in the divisive process, it doesn't matter what how many people go in whatever directions, as long as the thing you are pushing in divisiveness has agreement in some form that people will come together with you. But I don't want to focus too much on that energy because I want us to really understand what's happening internally. And I'm trying to share my experience because I don't think it's unique. I think we all go here in some form or another. So how does this unfold? How it unfolds is here I am. I'm in a group that I love being a part of, that stimulates my heart, that opens me in ways that I thoroughly enjoy the engagement, the conversation, the concepts we're dealing with and the way that we're taking them apart. It's not a whole lot different than what I do here, just a more focused, intentful kind of process. So, and we're looking to break down these mass conscious ideas so that they can be changed, so that they can be elevated into a new space. So as we're diving into this divisiveness, I have ideas, I have thoughts, I have what I believe to be truth in the matter. And someone presented something that appeared antithetical to my truth, but also appeared to fly in the face of all of these beliefs that I had that I didn't even realize were clouding my judgment, were clouding my ability to interact. And much of that is based in the immediate, as I was looking at it, was based in my experience of our government in the last 4 years of what I've experienced there. And the confusion of the election, where an equal number of people believe that what the president is saying and doing is real. And the other half that went, this guy's a lunatic, he's crazy, he's divisive, he's not healthy, he's not fit for the job. So here we are in this dynamic, and I was very, very troubled after the election when I came to the reality that, wait a second, almost half of our population is willing to go there. And it created a really heaviness for me. And what I realized in the moment of yesterday's conversation is that I'm still carrying that. I'm still carrying that divide inside of me that doesn't understand why the divide is there. So all it took was a simple introduction of a concept that I wasn't even hearing properly, but heard through the veil of my ego that said, no, you can't change this again. You're not going to change definitions again. You're not going to make this be about what you think it should be about instead of what it is about. Do you feel the righteousness of my experience? Do you feel the resistance in my experience as I shared that? That's the divide in me. It has nothing to do with what that person said or did. It has nothing to do with their concept. It has to do with the energy I'm holding. My field is attending to that large piece of stuff, trying to grapple with it, trying to wrestle it, trying to do whatever to understand it. But the reaction is 100% mine. The divide is 100% mine to manage, 100% mine to understand, 100% mine to change. 100%. So what happened next in this dialogue? So I'm now fully into all of my argument, all of my fighting in one aspect. The other aspect of me is the soul aspect that's fully engaged in this process, in this discussion. And so the only way I can manage both of those is by communicating. Remember I said earlier, I was looking for a way through. I was looking for how do I get to that clarity place that I love, not this triggered place that's very uncomfortable. But apparently I need to be here because I'm fully in it. So the next step then was honesty. The next step was share where I am, where I am, not where you made me be, not where you caused me to be, not where you said, not where whatever, where I chose to be. I may not have had conscious choice in that moment because I'm already triggered, but it's mine. It's mine. It's mine to address. It's mine to deal with. It's mine to process out. I chose in that moment to work with the group, not knowing how they would respond. And it was so interesting because you could feel and see as I was navigating this, I want to stay in the soul focus, but I'm so drowning in my ego focus that I don't know what to do. So I'm going to just share what's happening. This is what I was saying to the group. Here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I'm experiencing. Here's what I'm thinking. And I see, and the biggest piece of this was saying, I see the divide in me. I'm dealing with my own divisiveness. I'm dealing with the divisiveness inside of myself because now I've taken this new information that was shared in this group, and I'm turning it against myself because I'm saying, wait a second, I have this, they have that. And now we have to do this battle. We have to fight. I don't want this energy. I don't believe this energy. I don't like this energy. And I don't have to, but I don't have to be triggered by it either. And that's where the trigger is. That's where the crux of this is to me, is the trigger of it. Divisiveness can only be triggered when we allow our divided self to show up to the conversation. It doesn't mean you're not going to get triggered by things, but what it means is that trigger is not a trigger to point you in a direction outside of yourself. The trigger is meant to point back at you. The trigger is the recognition that you're carrying a belief that is contrary to your highest expression. It's contrary to what you know of who you are. I was sitting in it going, what is going on right now? I'm like, I'm ready to lose my shit right now. And it was every bit of energy that I could manage to keep that at bay so that I could continue to focus in the conversation. And it was hard. It was freaking hard. And imagine what that feeling is like if you don't have a support system or don't feel supported in your world or in a place where you can't find that communication. Imagine how many people in our country alone, in our world alone, who feel that way. And it's evidenced by the people who have voted in a direction that say that exact thing. Now, victimhood philosophy is never one that's going to fly with me. But understanding where people come from, being honest with where I'm coming from, allows others to be the same. That in recognition, as I think about the things that I was struggling with in that conversation, I was all of those events, the water event with the landlord, an interaction with the cops, any interaction with authority, any interaction that feels like manipulation, that feels like you can tell me how you're going to run my life. That creates a trigger, right? So how do we deal with this? Well, part of it is recognizing the process, recognizing the unfolding, that divisiveness is the act of inciting the divide within you. And some people are highly skilled at it. Trump is a master at trigger. Trump is a master at finding those elements of reality. I was just reading something this morning from a friend, a post, who, now mind you, the election is just now getting over in Georgia. And my friend was already railing about Trump telling everybody that there would be a dump of votes at the end of the election, and that was the scam. And there it is, and you're going to watch it happen, and you're going to watch it go away. And the funny thing is, the reality of that is that's what happened, but it happened as a natural part of the election. It's something that happens in all elections, as I understand it. But he was able to take something that is a razor's edge, right? It's a razor's edge for people who already feel disenfranchised or feel manipulated or feel used or feel poorly treated or not understood or supported, and run this line. And so it's a negative perspective versus a positive perspective. Trump goes negative. Trump goes to, it's a scam. It's a rigged election. It's you know, you're going to see this dump, when the dump is a normal part. The dump is not somebody came in and said, here's some more votes, let's make this happen. It's the evolution of the count of the votes. We're humanly counting votes, people. That takes time. It takes energy. There were 3 million votes that came in early. They can't count the votes until the election. They have a process, and it's a process. And there are hundreds of thousands of people involved in this process. So imagine the enormous amount of crazy organization that would have to take place that would make that possible. But none of that really matters, because I'm not trying to fight the perspective. I'm trying to show you that it's that easy. You take something that appears to be normal, and you give it a little negative twist, or you give it a little bent when you know people are already agitated about something, and then you push into it. You don't have to do much, because the triggers will cause the rest of it. All the triggering people all over the place. We're going to watch it now for the next week, right? The trigger happy people. I don't mean gun trigger. I just mean trigger. We're all triggered. We're triggered to our divides. And so now everybody's going to hunker down in their divide. And I'm going to encourage you to stop doing that. Stop hunkering in your divide. Notice it. Attend to it. Remove it. Deal with it. You know, in the conversation, in getting to that place of honesty, and actually we're going to take a quick break because I'm going to come back to that. We're going to talk about the honesty is everything piece. So bear with me just a sec. We're going to take a quick break so that when we come back, we'll be ready to go to the next level. All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right. If you get a chance, www.adventuresintruth.com. Check out my book, Fear is a Choice. Incredible part of this whole program, this whole process, can really change your life, because it can change your relationship with fear. So check it out, www.adventuresintruth.com. But let's get back to our unraveling divisiveness. So before the break, we were talking about the ego and the mind. And I got a comment here from Ms. Jackie. Let's take this in. That's where someone says, where did that come from? Why we are doing this and you want to lash out? didn't even have anything to do with the conversation or the event. Been there. Yep. Perfect example, Jackie. That really brings to mind and brings home the next piece of this, which is honesty. And you say, okay, honesty. Why is honesty everything? Well, here's what I discovered in the process for myself. When I was willing to share where I was and owning what I had, what I was experiencing. So it wasn't about you made me feel this way. It was I'm struggling because what you presented, I am in direct opposition to, and I'm not sure why. I'm always willing to go larger. But what I'm realizing is that I'm divided right now. And that was a profound moment for me. I feel like I'm a very open person. I feel like I'm a very willing and allowing person in the sense that throughout my whole life, I don't know that I've ever had, if I've had issues with people, it's the person, it's not their color or their race or their creed or their sex. It's the energy that they're using in the moment that doesn't feel good to me. So I don't care what your perspective is. I don't care what your viewpoint is because you're living your world and you have perspective that's valuable to you and could be valuable to many people if you're willing to share that perspective. But it is perspectives. So I can learn from every perspective. I know periods throughout this last 4 years, I've spent many time but being willing to be in a space of accepting that maybe my perception of this is incorrect, that maybe I'm not looking at this correctly. And at every juncture that I came back to within myself, I couldn't find a place to change that. So in the conversation yesterday, I started to just share where I was at. And then as I was evolving it, as it was exploding through me, I would continue to share what I was observing or feeling about it. And it would trigger more conversation and trigger more dialogue about this whole divisive idea. And with less than 5 minutes into that conversation where I was sharing honestly in responsibility to myself and my energy, the energy started to dissipate radically. The intensity with which I was bound up about this just started to go away as the people in the group that I was sharing with seemingly took pieces and pulled and just discarded, just like, oh yeah, yeah, boom, here, let's pull this away. It was not a process of them trying to heal me. It was a process of communication and communication in energy that I thought was so freaking profound to be in a state that I was so confused by, to be able to share that state with people who were willing to talk about it. And they even shared their own reaction to my reaction. Some of them had reactions like, you know, that's your own drama, dude. Go handle that somewhere else. That's their divide, right? They recognized it. In that moment, they recognized their divide. Not because you have to indulge people's nonsense. That's not necessarily the case. But it's still about what's the energy? Is this coming from love or is this coming from some other horrible place? Is this coming from love? Am I owning? So I'm not attacking. I'm not lashing out. I'm confused, and that's a whole different energy, and people are willing to uplift that. What I want to say here as a part of this divisive process is that for those on, I want to say either side, but there's more than one, it's all over the frickin' map. But it's important to realize that we are all having the same experience. That's what I really want you to understand. People have chosen to glom onto other people's perspectives as a way of justifying their own separation, their own divisiveness. It's a justification for not looking at their own divided self. Because if we all step back and looked at that division within ourselves, we would all experience the same thing. Whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Catholic, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Republican, whether you're Black, whether you're green, whether you're brown, it doesn't matter. You are experiencing the world within the context of your perspective, your world, 7.5 billion worlds occupying one planet. I can't change your world, but you can. I can offer who I am. And in the context of us sharing our worlds, you can feel that. And you can say, oh, wait, that can help me. That's the piece I'm missing in my energy, in my world. And now I can take that and I can integrate it into my experience and change my experience because it's my world. It wasn't your energy that changed it. It was my willingness to access the energy in me that changed it. Do you understand the difference? So what I learned ultimately in this thing about divisiveness is that we are divided here. It starts here. But let's take that even further, because if we're being honest, understand that this idea of divisive and being divided is not necessarily a negative experience. And here's why. It's not one that is, when I say negative, I mean negative in the sense that you are negative because you're divided. We have been trained into that experience since day one, guys. We have been inundated and bombarded and manipulated in every different direction. And again, I'm not coming at this negatively. I'm just stating what I see as reality. There are lots of different paths in this world, but many of them, when you think if all of us are divided in some fashion, then it takes a lot to get past. We have to deal with this before we can bring it out here. So all the things like the spiritual bypassing, the conspiracy theories, the alt reality experiences are all ways of avoiding the divide within us. I don't care if you're a spiritual person who thinks Trump's God. Go for it. You have your way, you do your thing. But here's the deal. It is just another way of not addressing your own divide. It's a way of trying to ameliorate it, but it's not addressing it. Yes, as you expand the picture back, as you expand the picture out, I would say, particularly for Trump, that he has done a magnificent job in doing his job, which is to bring this to awareness, to bring the divide fully, clearly, prominently to the forefront. He is a master at manipulating divisiveness, but it's become absolutely necessary because we are not paying attention to our dividedness. We are not paying attention to the things that have programmed us. Notice everything that he has balked against has been the things that have been that way forever. The things that are, this is the way it is. This is how we've always done it. This is how our government operates. This is how our constitution works. He's managed to find every potential loophole. And it's not really a loophole. It's just undefined. But that's the brilliance of a divider, is they can focus into the things that divide and use them to take them where they want to go. So in that regard, I think it's been profound. But I know by no means think that that is a decent or useful person. It's useful, pardon me, useful is not a good word. Useful, yes. But negatively driven, sure looks that way. I've not been in his presence. I've not been in his field, but I've experienced it enough to go, yeah, yuck. But that's me. But anyway, I don't want to get stuck there. It's tough not to. The divide in me makes it challenging. Because I want to convey a concept. I want to convey an idea. I want to say it's not what you're thinking it is, but that can create the same divisiveness. What I'm attempting to do is include all of us because we are all divided, all of us. And that's why this is working. That's why it has worked. That's why I've created a movement to change that energy. I want us to shift that mass consciousness away from that negative expression to a positive expression. I want us to bring more love back into our experience. So because we are all divided, the influences that come in from every different direction are going to stimulate that. But if we get honest with ourselves, if we sit down and really get honest with what's happening in my heart, you're going to see that we feel the same things. You may have different experiences because you created a life different than I did. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have your landlord water things. You're not going to have your dealings with banks. You're not going to have your dealings with, it's not a political thing, people. It's not. None of it is. It's being made that way so that people can control the thought process that's going on, can control and manipulate to their advantage. That's not love, guys. Honoring and being honest about the divide within us is recognizing that we have that, all of that. And I apologize because I derailed from where I was going about the evolution of that division. We have, throughout the course of our lives, you go to school, you learn history, and you learn about, I'm going to use Black history, you learn Black history, which is woefully inadequate, doesn't give you near enough information about the people and the things that they've gone through. But what it does is it, in reverse sort of psychology, when you look at the history of where it's been and you look at where we are now, there is change, but you still go, oh, okay, well, maybe they haven't earned their way yet. Maybe they haven't made it that far yet. Or you're living in a family environment that has a slight tinge of experience because maybe your parents had some negative experiences at some point with a different race of people or a different color of people. And that influenced their perspective. So that influence is now shared with you. So you go to school and you learn a perspective and then you're influenced by something else. And suddenly you're divided because it doesn't make sense. What your love knows and what your ego knows are at absolute separation from each other. And you know that feeling, you know what that is, you know that conflicted thing, but what we do with it is we justify it, is we start to take things from the outside. We start to take circumstances and we begin to build an arsenal of facts, as it were, ammunition, things that we think will support our perspective. When, if you are in truth and in love, you don't need ammunition. When you are in truth and in love and not divided, there's nothing to need. There's no fight. There's no resistance. There's simply love. They're simply holding the space of love. So divisiveness, I think honesty is the kryptonite of divisiveness on it, truly. I think that if we can sit together and acknowledge what we feel, solutions are all going to be by perspective, right? So if you believe your solutions are, in this case that we've been talking about in the government, if you believe your solutions are with Donald Trump, you can still go there. But if it causes that fracture, then it's not healthy. If you can't go there in a place of peace, then it's not healthy. If you can't go there in a place where you don't have to defend it, it's not healthy. It's divided. So here we are, two or more factions of people, groups of people having a belief systems. Understand that even the people that are on one side don't all have the same belief system. That's even more crazy. Nor do the people on the other side have the same belief systems. They don't. They barely believe the same things in many cases. But what they've unified in is their division. They've unified in their division. I hope that this is penetrating in some way. It's not solving everything. It's not intended to. My desire today was to share my experience and the unfolding of my own process. And the ahas and the dots that are connecting through the unfolding of that process. I know I'm not done. Even in the course of this conversation, I can still feel the divide in me. I can still feel that, but I'm aware of it now. And in my awareness, I am attending to that energy so that I can let go of those things that are dividing me, so that I can be aware. But we do it every day, guys. You see it in everywhere and everything. Wherever we go, you go to the DMV and you have to go through their process. It creates a divide. You go to the doctor's office and deal with that process. It can stimulate your divide. It's great when you think about authority. Authority is a perfect place to find your divides. You know, the whole idea of the defunding the police nonsense, you know, that you could listen on one channel that the left was trying to make this all about no cops, no control, no management, no nothing, which has never been the case. And the flip side, which is trying to say, hey, we need to manage a new form of this, this police force thing. Something's not right here. And we both really truly want the same things. We want to feel safe. We want to feel protected. We want to feel like we're not going to get, you know, we're not going to be the subject of criminal problems, that we're going to be able to live our lives safely and happily. We all want the same thing. But we're standing on in our own divide about how to get that done. Well, if you get out of your divide, you can find lots of solutions. Because your divide, and this is a critical, critical, critical point of this, guys, your divide literally has nothing to do with the thing that you're fighting against. So the divisiveness, being divided, it's all about the act of being divided. It's all about polarization. If you get honest with yourself, when you feel that divide, you will find that the reason for the feeling is not the thing that's in front of you. That is simply the trigger that's allowing you, that's the doorway that you can use to go into your own divide, to understand what you're, how you are being divided. And it's going to be a lot of nonsense. It's just old ideas and beliefs or things that you feel that didn't serve. And initially, you're going to be reactive to things that have happened recently. You're going to make it all about all the stuff that's going on right now. That's not real. That's the ammunition you're using to continue to stimulate the divide. Throw all that shit out. Go deeper. Continue to drill down, because what you're going to find is that those items are things that have been in you for a very long time. They're simply conflicts that have arisen because you've lived life, and at the times that you've been unconscious in your life, you've absorbed beliefs and ideas that you didn't even really know you absorbed. And then as you became more conscious in your life, you started to make conscious choices of change or ideas or thoughts or whatever. And as you incorporate those, as those become a part of you, they go back into the warehouse. And then suddenly there's a conflict because you're carrying opposing belief systems in your own consciousness. And part of those beliefs aren't even yours. They're just adopted or absorbed because it's energy. Something about it in your moment of your unconsciousness, in a moment of your vulnerability, in a moment of whatever, you adopted something, you took on an energy and said, this is how I feel. And then it moved forward. And then somewhere later, you brought in another belief that was completely antithetical to that belief. There is your divide. Those are the places that you'll find the resolution to the divide. The circumstances of now are nothing more than ammunition to keep you in divide, to keep that stimulation of divide. But guess what, guys? Guess what else gets stimulated when you're in divide? Fear, 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 fear. Fear that you will never have what you want. Fear that you will never feel safe. Fear that you will never feel powerful. Fear that you will never be taken care of. Fear that you are never going to be enough. And the reason that you feel that way, multitude of reasons, but when you have an individual or a group of individuals that are focused in divisiveness, they're looking to keep you stimulated by fear. Change that relationship. And you can start that by jumping onto my movement. My world is good. My world is good. My world is good. So that when you feel that divide in yourself, take your focus to my world is good. Take the energy off of the intensity of the trigger so that then you are willing to go inside to look at what it is that's being triggered. What is it? When we say triggered, it simply means belief system, don't come together, don't make sense, don't align, aren't the same. Trigger, 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 trigger. One's got to win. Who's going to win? Who's going to win? The one with the loudest voice is going to win, unless you are being conscious. This is the year of conscious creation. So instead of running from that feeling, hiding from that feeling, inflicting that feeling, because that's really what's going on. I'm taking my dividedness, and I'm coming at you with my division because I need to trigger you into division so that I can feel better about my division, so that I can continue this outward thing of the division is caused outside of myself. It is not. It started with you, it's in you, and can be resolved by you every time. And I've run out of time and I'm babbling like a crazy person. So thank you, Jackie, again. My world is good too. I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you for being here. Guys, this has been an amazing conversation and one that I am thrilled, excited, and appreciative to have. And thank you for being here. Whoops, I'm just bouncing everywhere. www.adventuresintruth.com. That's where you can find all the good things about Adventures in Truth. I am excited because I'm going to be introducing a new piece called Moments of Truth, which I'm really excited about. I'll tell you more about it here. It's going to release on Thursday. And these will be shorter videos that really, really focus on content, intense content, moments of truth that I'm pulling from the show and my experiences that I think are powerful and very impactful. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for being a part of the Adventures in Truth family. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Have an amazing day, and thanks for being here. Bam.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.